For those of us just joining us on the radio, welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church, and welcome also to our radio congregation. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark will be bringing us the morning message. I am Bev Shoemaker, worship leader for this morning. Our pianist is Melissa Ogden. We will begin with the lighting of the Advent candles. We will have two today. I'm D today. Okay.
Good morning. The prophet Isaiah calls to us from the past to imagine the future when God's reign will be fully realized and recognized throughout creation. When that time comes, God shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. Today we choose to live in hope, believing that the time of God's reign has come and is coming among us.
We light this candle of hope as a sign of our promise to follow the light as we answer God's call to transform our hope into reality today and in the days to come. Lighting of the Advent candle for today is peace, Barb and Melissa.
Advent reminds us that we are people who share a story, the story of Jesus, who enacts peace by judging in favor of the poor and deciding with equity for the meek of the earth. We long for the day when the wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed each other, and the little child shall lead them. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. Today, we choose to live the story of peace, believing that true peace comes when we seek the flourishing of all God's creation. We light this candle of peace as a sign of our commitment to bring light to the places of the world seeks to hide until that day when all creation lives together in harmony and abundance.
Wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Our call to worship today, please stand. It's done responsively, and it's in your bulletin as well as on the screen. People of God, Christ has invited us here.
We gather to praise God, who brings justice and righteousness to all.
We gather to give thanks to God for hope and peace. Let us praise God together.
Let us pray. God of hope and peace, as we worship you this day, may we catch a glimpse of your peace. May we open ourselves to receive your grace. May we welcome one another as you have welcomed us. May we prepare hearts and our lives for Christ to be born in us once again. And when our worship is done, may we be renewed in body and spirit, prepared to bring your righteousness and justice to the world. In the name of Christ, we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Our opening hymn is Go Tell It on the Mountain, page 251 in the hymnal, again on the screen.
Come on up, young people. Come on up. You can come all the way up here. Join my flock up here. Okay, join my flock. I have lots of company this morning, don't I, up here? That's so cute, so cute. I can't tell you how much we are looking forward to this afternoon. We get not only good things to eat for our potluck, but we get great, great message and story through all that you guys have worked so hard for the last few weeks. Quite a few weeks, isn't it? You've worked very hard for this Christmas program. And do you, I hope you know that your program will mean more to this congregation than anything I have to say up here this morning. Your message is a message of Jesus Christ, the message of his birth, his humble birth, coming not as a high official in a palace or a kingdom per se, but as a lowly baby in a manger, humbly in this stable, and yet a king. And so that message is going to come through loud and clear through all that you folks are going to do a little bit later on. So we thank you for that in advance. I don't know if we thank you enough for sharing that message, because you know what? You don't share it just here in this sanctuary, but you share it when you go to school. You share it when you go wherever your activities take you during the week. Whether it be school or whether it be a sports activity or wherever you are sharing the message of Jesus Christ. Because today, as you saw those candles lit, the first one, because we weren't here last Sunday because of the weather, was hope, and this week is peace. And so we remember the peace that we don't get in the world, but we get through Jesus, don't we? And sharing that message. How hard is it to share it at school? Pretty hard, huh? First, you don't get a whole lot of time in between classes, I'm sure. But it's hard to share with people, isn't it? It's not an easy task, but Jesus gives us that task, that we have to share that good news with the people around us. And sometimes they're not going to listen to an adult or like myself, but they're going to listen to you because you are their peers and you are, what you guys say is important. So we not only have to watch what we say, but we have to say things that show them that we're Christian people, don't we? The people around us, and show them especially, do you all agree that there's probably a lot of people in the world right now that don't have anybody to love them? It's hard for you maybe to imagine that because you all have just innumerable people that love you and that care about your well-being, and they care about your future, and they care about everything that is important to you. They care about too. But there's people in this world that don't have the love that they deserve. And it's up to us to share that love, isn't it? And how do we share that love? What can we do to share that love? Start them out, Ariana and Sean, or whoever was, were you talking? Go ahead. Yeah, share the message. Yep, let them know they're appreciated even if they don't know it. And how do we do that? Just by being a friend? We can just be a friend, can't we? Make sure there's